Good morning. The upper level disturbance that brought a few scattered showers and a gusty northwest breeze to the area yesterday persists this morning. Skies did clear out overnight, and while the winds relaxed for a while, temperatures dropped back into the 30s and lower 40s, so a chilly start, and in some cases even a little bit of frost this morning, especially across the higher terrain. This will transition to a fair amount of sunshine to start the day here, but clouds will start to billow with the unstable nature of the atmosphere as that disturbance still lingers by over the Maritimes. This will eventually lead to a few scattered pop-up showers developing across the higher terrain and sliding into the valleys through the afternoon. So scattered showers from time to time likely today, otherwise in and out sunshine and a gusty northwest breeze, and temperatures will fall short of our average highs for this time of year and mainly stay in the middle to upper 60s with cooler readings across the higher terrain. Winds will die out tonight and skies will clear, so another chilly night with most places in the upper 30s and lower 40s. High pressure building in from the Ohio Valley will dominate the weather into tomorrow. That means lots of sunshine and a nice warming trend with highs back into the lower 70s. Another disturbance will head our way on Wednesday. We'll start the day dry, but a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a chance of showers will evolve during the afternoon and into the evening, even the chance of a few thunderstorms as that front pushes through. On Wednesday, highs will remain in the lower 70s. This system will stall out like the last one nearby for the end of the week, keeping scattered showers in the forecast for Thursday and Friday. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy both days, with highs pulling back into the 60s. It looks like a few showers could even linger into the beginning of the weekend on Saturday, with highs near 70 before we dry it out for Sunday and for Memorial Day, with highs bouncing back into the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, most locations across the lower 48 states will have quiet weather. There will be, though, the chance for a few severe thunderstorms in the upper Midwest and northern plains. Also, gusty Santa Ana winds will persist early this week. Winds at times across the mountains of Southern California could gust to 60 to 65 miles per hour, and a wind advisory is in effect until early Wednesday morning. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles at 1:48 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Erzincan, Turkey, at 4:37 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 28 degrees, with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 10 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 34, 79% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is holding steady. The last 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with a scattered shower possible in the upper 60s. Boston increasing clouds, a shower, with highs in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 65 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature 52, that's 7 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.95 inches for the month and 12.90 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low 48. The record high 91 set in 1989 and the record low 29 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m., sunset this evening 8:15 p.m., 14 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today, breezy with scattered showers from time to time through the afternoon, and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today with scattered showers passing through from time to time during the afternoon and highs in the middle to upper 60s, clearing tonight with lows in the middle 40s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon, breezy with a few scattered showers passing through, and high temperatures in the mid-60s. Mostly clear skies tonight and cool with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy with passing showers through the afternoon and highs in the middle to upper 60s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to a mix of sun and clouds and breezy this afternoon with a few passing showers from time to time and highs in the middle to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and milder in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, chance of late-day showers and some thunderstorms, lower 70s. Good chance of showers Thursday and Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the 60s. Still the risk of some showers Saturday near 70. And a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with highs back into the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.